Welcome to the loveliest show back here on the internet. Welcome.
This is the Radio Valencia.
It's cold.
Came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your head.
Colder than a witch's tin.
Walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
This is Radio Valencia.
It's colder than a
like
witch's
painted kites. Those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. The summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. We'll be right back.
the crazy world of Arthur Brown. And that song was called Fire. It's that dude's birthday. It's Arthur's birthday. So, yeah, he was born June 24th, 1942. As Arthur Wilton in Yorkshire, England. Before that was Summer Wind by Frank Sinatra. This is Moonchild Vulcan by Chris Wood. Chris Wood is the flautist, saxophonist, keyboardist for Traffic. He was born June 24th, 1944, so his birthday too, Chris Wood. Enjoy Moonchild Vulcan.
Radio Valencia.
Summer day.
She's Not There by the Zombies. And today happens to be the lead singer of the Zombies' birthday, so that's why I figured I'd play two Zombies songs there. The first one was Summertime. Oh, there's the guy's name. I was looking for the dude's name. The dude is in the lead singer of the Zombies. A lot of great hits by the Zombies. Well, anyway, he was born June 24th, 1945. Colin Blunstone, lead singer of the Zombies. And before that, of course, was 1965, Summertime by the Zombies. I appreciate it. That was a good tune, too. Before that, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone, 1969. We can still continue playing him as much as we want. And the Beach Boys, all that stuff. Well, good Tuesday to you, whomever is listening, the 2.5 people. There's that large man in the basement of his mother's place. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for listening. There's the half of a person, just the lower part, just the pants and, like, just legs. Tapping their foot, though. Tapping their foot because they like the music. And that music right there is from good old DJ B. And I'm your host, Mike Raffone. And we're just playing music. Today is Jeff Beck's birthday. Jeff Beck, born June 24th, 1944. At age 20, he replaces Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. And later forms the Jeff Beck Group. We can listen to him next. It's summertime and it's nice and cold, and it's foggy and overcast today. People are setting up shop, selling breakfast foods, selling tamales, pupusas, some of them selling drugs. No, not those people. I'm saying drugging. I saw some guys. I could tell he was selling some. He even asked me if I wanted some when I walked past him, and I said, no, thank you. I got some caffeine. I'm good, sir. That's a drug. Okay, here's Jeff Beck Group. That sounded really good. That was Got That Feeling. Got the Feeling. That tune was called Got the Feeling by the Jeff Beck Group. From 1971, off of their album, Rough and Ready. Nice. I like the title. Today is Jeff Beck's birthday. Don't worry, I'm not going to play a bunch of Jeff Beck all day, although, why would you worry about that? It didn't sound so bad. I may even play a couple more from him later on. There's a lot of birthdays today. Many people's birthday. It's Andy McCluskey's birthday. You're like, who the hell is Andy McCluskey? Well, he's the vocalist and bass guitarist for OMD. OM who? OMD, that's short for Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. You know, if you leave, you know that song, yeah. That dude's birthday. Oh man, it's also Kurt Smith's birthday. I know you may be wondering, who the hell, seriously, is, for God's sake, who the hell is Kurt Smith? Kurt Smith, I thought his name was Jason Fears, but it's actually Kurt Smith. He's in the band Tears for Fears. He was born June 24th, 1961. He's not the main dude. He's not Tears. No. He's the other guy. We could play a song where it's just him singing. It's his birthday, too. You know who else's birthday it is? It's Terrence Astro Wilson. You're like, who the hell... Is this a baseball player? No, it's not a baseball player. He's the percussionist and trumpet player for UB40. He was born in England on this day in 1957. In fact, all those three cats I just named are all born in England. Well, let's listen to some of those guys. OMD, Tears for Fears, UB40. Thank you for your music on your contraption there, DJ B. Who, I've told you before, right? You can find him and his music on SoundCloud. Yeah, I've told you that. And also, Apple Music, under the name Donald Berkeley. Thanks for listening to the LP Lounge on Radio Valencia. then suddenly, last summer, yes, yes, yes. That's a song I like to throw on and listen to maybe once a year when it's summer. And I don't need to play it again because that's one of those songs that can get stuck in your head and never leave. And sorry if that's what I just caused for anyone listening. That was the good old Motels. The title, they're called the Motels, not the good old Motels. Okay. That was from 1983. We just basically came out of a little 80s block of music there because we also heard Tears for Fears from 1983, Mad World, because it's that dude's birthday, Kurt Smith, singer of that song. Before that, we heard Kingston Town by UB40, that dude's birthday, the trumpeter and percussionist. We heard Electricity by OMD. It's also that dude's birthday. It's nice to have Radio Valencia as an option, so donate if you can, and thank you for always donating if you have in the past. Oh, God. I just say, oh, God, because I hate doing that. Can I borrow this? Nobody's asking to borrow anything. I'm just, we have to go through this spiel, you know, because it's not free doing all this stuff. Nothing's free. The DJs, we all pay, and then occasionally we ask for donations from the public as well. As you know, you've heard us do it. So thanks. There's a PayPal button on there. Thank you. PayPal button on the site. Here's something of interest. Here's something of interest, I think, in the music world. It says, well, a long time ago, on June 24th, 1995, Eddie Vedder, felled by a bad tuna fish sandwich, has to leave Pearl Jam's show at the Polo Field in San Francisco after 7 songs. Neil Young, on hand to play a song or two as a special guest, takes over, playing 14 songs to quell a potential riot. Wow. You know, I've heard of that. I've heard of that story when I'm just walking around the Polo Field on a random day. I've ran into people out there walking their dogs, and they stop and tell me different stories of things that have happened out at the Polo Field. And that was one of them. I've heard that one from a few people, actually. But this is my first time hearing about it where it said it was as the result of a bad tuna sandwich. I always heard he was just really drunk and hungover or something. Well, Pearl Jam has a song about it. It's called Red Mosquito, from their album No Code. The No Code song Red Mosquito is about the incident. Because then Neil Young joined them, and it was quite a, and he had quite the relationship with them, didn't he? Remember back in the 90s? Keep on rocking in the free world. Remember him and Pearl Jam together a lot? But we'll listen to that. We'll listen to that right now. And thank you, DJ B, on your music right there. Thank you. While I talk to the people.
toxic situation.
Good reaction.